Welcome to Free Daily Bible Study, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today I want to tell you about two books that changed my life. At a youth conference I attended during the summer of 2000, one of the session leaders offhandedly recommended that all of us in attendance pick up D.A. Carson's devotional guide, For the Love of God. There are two volumes, volumes one and two, and he just suggested we start at the beginning and go from there. At the time, I don't think I had even heard of D.A. Carson, but that leader told us that it included a plan. The book included a plan for reading regularly through the whole Bible. I was intrigued, so I bought the first volume, which I used daily for a couple of years until I purchased the second volume. Then, for the next several years, I alternated between the two volumes, and I am not overstating things to tell you that these devotional guides were probably the most significant books I have ever purchased in my entire life for a couple of reasons. First, Carson had written a devotional that introduced me day by day to a robust biblical theology. I was blown away by the connections he made from the most obscure passages of Scripture all the way to the story of Jesus without ever force-fitting texts into some kind of bizarre interpretive grid. Quite simply, Don Carson taught me to read the Bible. In the preface, he writes this. He says, devotional guides tend to offer short personal readings from the Bible, sometimes only a verse or two, followed by several paragraphs of edifying exposition. Doubtless they provide personal help for believers with private needs, fears, and hopes, but they do not provide the framework of what the Bible says, the plot line or storyline, the big picture that makes sense of all the little bits of the Bible. Wrongly used, such devotional guides may ultimately engender the profoundly wrong-headed view that God exists to sort out my problems. They may foster profoundly mistaken interpretations of some scriptures simply because the handful of passages they treat are no longer placed within the framework of the big picture, which is gradually fading from view. Only systematic and repeated reading of the whole Bible can meet these challenges. That's the end of the quote there. The other big thing that Carson did was he helped introduce me to a Bible reading plan. This is a Bible reading plan created by the 19th century Scottish minister named Robert Murray McShane. And the thing about this plan, I mean, there wasn't anything magical about it, but it actually helped me to read the Bible itself systematically. Although the McShane Bible Reading Plan can be split up into various selections of the plan, the full version of the plan includes readings from roughly four chapters every day in various parts of the Bible. The two volumes of Carson's book are still available for purchase on Amazon, but you can also get these meditations published online for free on a blog at the Gospel Coalition website. So here is why I am writing a tribute to these books, For the Love of God. My only complaint about reading them was that each volume focused only on one of two of the daily four readings. Let me explain. The McShane Bible Reading Plan has four tracks of daily reading, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. The first track has Old Testament, including Genesis through 2 Chronicles. The second track is one of the New Testament and Psalms tracks. So first it goes through Matthew through John, then you read through the Psalms, and then you start in Acts and go all the way through Revelation. The third track is the other Old Testament track, picking up after 2 Chronicles in Ezra and going all the way through Malachi, but you skip Psalms in there. The fourth track is also a New Testament and Psalms track, just like number two. But you start in Acts, you read through Revelation, then you read Matthew and Mark, then you read Psalms, and then you read Luke and John. So in tracks two and four, you read the New Testament and Psalms. You're just in kind of a different order. But in tracks one and three, you read through the entire Old Testament. So here's what happened. In volume one, there was a devotional that addressed either the reading from track number one or two. And then volume two included a devotional addressing either the reading from track number three or four. I had always wished he would write two more volumes to address the passages that he didn't get around to in the first two volumes, but that never happened. So in the spirit of doing what C.S. Lewis suggested for writers to do, which is to write the books that we want to read, I'm writing Free Daily Bible Study as an attempt to do what I wish Carson would have done. I am nowhere near the scholar that D.A. Carson is. But the daily devotions that I'm going to be publishing here will take up one track at a time, and they'll go chapter by chapter, day by day. So for 2015, I am going to publish devotions, Lord willing, for all of track number one, from Genesis through 2 Chronicles. I'm so excited about this project. This has been something that I've wanted to do for a lot of years, knowing how valuable For the Love of God was for me as I was reading and studying the Bible for the first time. And I have these devotions that are written and queued up for you for 2015. So if you haven't signed up to read these, go to freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe to get on the email list. It's free. You'll get on there and you'll receive every day's devotion every day. Or if you want to listen to these in an audio format every day by a podcast, go to freedailybiblestudy.com/podcast, where you'll be able to get the information and instructions about what you need to do to subscribe by podcast. So the only thing that I would mention as I close this podcast is a warning that Carson wrote out of in For the Love of God, which I've always considered to be very wise, and I want to repeat it for you if you're going to start learning the story of the Bible on this study that I'm going to be putting out in 2015. Here's what he writes, and it's so applicable even today. He writes, "If you must skip something, skip this book. Read the Bible instead. And if you fall behind, don't use that fact as an excuse for giving up the effort until next January 1st. Either catch up by an afternoon of diligent reading, perhaps some Sunday, or skip ahead to where you should be and take up there. If your schedule allows it, set a regular time and place for your Bible reading. Learn to distill what a passage is saying and pray it back to the Lord, whether in petition, thanksgiving, praise, or frank uncertainty. In time, your Bible reading will be so linked with your praying that the two will not always be differentiable." That's what Carson writes, and I really want to emphasize it. I want people to read and study the Bible. Free Daily Bible Study is a help to do that. But don't ever in any way, shape, or form slip into a terrible habit of simply listening to this podcast or reading the devotions and forgetting to read the text of the Bible itself. Read and study the Bible. Skip this if you have to, but start a plan in 2015 that's going to actually engage you with the words of the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, the Holy One of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Read that word this coming year. So happy reading in 2015, and go to freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe to subscribe by email, or freedailybiblestudy.com/podcast to get subscribed to the podcast. I'm so looking forward to this study. Again, my name is Jacob Gerber, and you can find more information at freedailybiblestudy.com.